What up?
What?
What's good? I don't know why I just turned into like a mix 96 radio station DJ. Kind of felt right though. Meg, what's up?
I found a way. Sorry, I've been doing some research on the side, and
we've been trying to figure out off the top of our heads what the Drake and Josh theme song
is. We got the R. Carly one.
Yeah, we got the R. Carly one down pat.
We gotta do a stupid ad, but it's for cereal, so it's okay.
Stupid ads.
Okay, wait.
Here we go.
They made up also.
Is this it?
Yeah, it's like three. This is his actual song. That it be so simple, but I found a way.
Put it in the microphone.
I found a way. I always thought that it'd be too crazy. We have to go to the end part though, because this is like a 3-minute song.
Found a way.
Drake Bell, what is this song?
That's it?
For now. I just skipped to the good part.
I'm not over it. I kind of wanted more.
You wanted more Drake Bell? I think we've all had enough Drake Bell.
How about the Drake Bell Josh Peck drama?
I literally just said that 2 minutes ago. I said they made up.
Oh, they did?
People think it's a publicity stunt, yeah.
It probably I feel like Josh is like kind of doing stuff. He was on a TV show with Uncle Jesse.
Yeah.
And like Drake is kind of like, he's been not good.
No, he has like a lot of DUI stuff. Yeah, I think he had a couple.
So
maybe.
You know what? If I was friggin' Josh Peck, I'd be like, "You're not coming to my wedding, dog.
Yeah,
you might ruin it. Make it about yourself."
His fiance was probably like, "Get this jabroni away from the wedding." Like, I would be like, "You're not coming."
I live for the word jabroni.
But then they did like I guess it was like a YouTube video or something, and Drake was like, "I heard the wedding wasn't even that good," and they were all just like,
"Ha ha ha." Yeah, Uncle Jesse was there. It's probably friggin' fantastic.
That was okay. Wait, let me do the riddle before I forget.
Oh yeah, the riddle.
Okay, so the riddle was, hello, by the way, the riddle was what's up. I have streets but no pavement. I have cities but no buildings. I have forests but no trees, and I have rivers yet no water. What am I? Shout out to Rebecca Volpe, who got it right away.
She did, because she's a genius.
A map, because it has all those things, but it doesn't like have the specifics on it. Not one of my better ones, but tonight it's going to be a really good one. No, it's a good one. It's an easy one.
Oh, can you?
Nice and easy.
Maybe put a timer on.
Oh, I have it on. I got it on.
Good girl.
I'm so ready.
So before we jump into the hard hitting news that we will probably cover.
That we always bring up.
Just want to say prayers and thoughts to everybody who is affected by Harvey and upcoming Irma.
Yeah.
Yeah, not great.
Irma's hit in Florida right now. Is that correct?
She potentially may be.
I thought Florida was going to get it.
They're not sure yet where she's going to hit.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, regardless, thoughts and prayers, prayers and thoughts.
Definitely.
To all of them. Here's my question.
Answer.
Whose job is it to name these the hurricanes?
As you were saying it, I literally, that whose was the first job time is that? In my head.
Can I have it? It's easy.
It's not. They mess it up though.
What do you mean? Irma?
Like Harvey. That's not.
I think Harvey's pretty cool. Not a cool thing,
but the name.
Name is neat.
Like, can you imagine if you were like, yeah, worst hurricane in decades, Hurricane Sam. Like, it's just not. It needs to be impactful.
Okay, so what would you name? I think Irma. You're never going to forget the
hurricane
name Irma.
Hurricane Ursula. Just do it after Disney villains. They should just start doing that.
But you have to have new names each year. You can't.
Yeah, there's a lot of Disney villains.
Okay, Meg.
I think we could do it.
Right into the...
And then you move on to other fandoms. You start doing Hurricane Voldemort. Hurricane...
Could you imagine?
Bane. Hurricane...
Right.
Yeah. just throw...
I think you should write to the...
The Hurricane Commission Board?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm very close with them. I'll reach out.
I'm not surprised by that.
Yeah, we're tied very closely.
I'm honestly not shocked in the slightest.
Yeah. They're good guys.
Are they? Are they, though?
Oh, they're crazy kids.
Crazy kids.
They are.
Crazy.
We have lots of laughs.
Stop talking.
We don't have a lot of laughs because it's...
It's pretty serious.
It is. But like when we're not talking about that, we have lots of laughs.
Okay.
Like when it's blizzard season, we're like...
Remember those days?
Remember those days?
Oh, man.
Oh, right. But yes, prayers continue.
Oh, yeah. Much prayers.
Much prayers.
But you, my little lady... Ugh.
La, la, la,
you have some
la,
kind of big news
I
coming
do.
Up. Do you want to tell the listeners?
I am moving. And
to
not that
Alaska.
To Alaska.
She's going to start ice fishing.
With the hurricane boys.
There's no hurricanes that hit Alaska.
No, I know. But that's, we meet there.
Oh, that's where the headquarters
that's
is?
That's where the headquarters is.
That makes a lot of sense. Hurricane headquarters in Alaska.
But I am moving.
Don't say where.
I won't. To a little apartment. Because all these people are just like, oh, Meg, we have to follow you.
Oh, oh my God.
Because, you know, you can see the line of people out front of my house
I know.
Now.
We actually have security.
We
it's
do.
Insane.
We do. Yeah. I am moving. It has been, I actually have that down, so I can just, do you want me to just like go right into my story about it? So
jump.
It has been a very frustrating process as far as, how quickly it happened. I was not planning to move out for a couple months.
And
it kind of just, it just kind of stumbled upon me.
Mm, that's how it usually happens.
And so, me and Joe have been, tirelessly looking at furniture. I literally hate furniture. I hate it.
The fact that you are furniture shopping means you're legitimately an adult.
I hate it. I hate it. Every part of it. I don't know if hating it makes me more of an
adult
or less.
So, like, where did you go? Like a little Raymar and Flan?
So, I'll tell you. So, we were coming home from the mountains and we were like, it was Labor Day. So, we just said, let's stop at like a furniture store. Bob's Discount Furniture. I've heard a lot
Bob's.
About it. Yeah. Shout out. Oh, I probably shouldn't. Well, that's okay. It's fine. So, we're like in there.
That's a sponsor of the Eagles.
Start. Is it?
Yeah. Oh. Keep going.
I'm sure they're all very good except this one. So we just go in and I just felt overwhelmed by my choices.
Too much stuff.
But I was like, this is fine. We're going to casually stroll around. Mm-hmm. It was pretty empty.
You can't casually stroll.
No.
In a furniture store.
We didn't even, my front toe wasn't even through the door. And this Boop. Woman was like, I'm here to help you. How are you? Do you have questions?
What was her name?
I don't want to say it in case. Because I have another story about her, so I don't want to.
Oh,
I
just wanted to like if like I just wanted to know her first name if she had like a generic furniture. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's like you can perfectly picture it. Mm-hmm. So we go in.
So
and
we'll call her Mary.
Yeah, we'll call her Mary. So she was like, "Just look around. I'm here if you need help."
Take a peek.
Handing us like brochures and stuff. She was
Did
so.
She give you water?
No, she was so fake. She was just like, so annoying. And I'm telling you, Paige. I would like open the drawer to a dresser and fucking out pop Mary and would be like, oh my God, did you know
Meg? Oh, who is it?
That's my grandma.
Oh, we'll pause.
Yeah, let's pause.
We'll
sorry.
Pause. We'll
Granny's
right
on the phone. At one of the thrift stores
very
we like
important.
Is closing and she's very upset and I was very upset. but yeah, she just wanted, my parents are away right now. So she just wanted to call and make sure I was still alive, mm-hmm. which is just always a pleasure.
Always a pleasure.
Our aunt actually texted us and was like, I'm making dinner. Like, come over. And I was like, wow. I'm really glad that, like, people know that me and Jack can't survive on our own, though. It's really comforting, though.
I think you're doing okay.
So far.
You offered me water.
Yeah, I did. After you went looking for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So maybe not great.
Maybe not great.
You know, we'll just brush over that. What were we talking about?
Oh, I know what we were talking about.
Oh, furniture.
So anyways, this woman's popping out of every corner, driving me nuts. I would like, I would even look at it. I would just like glance at a pillow and it was like, that comes in orange. That comes in beige. That comes in this. That comes in this. Let me. And I was like, lady. And then she was following us. Like I could see her trailing us through
That's
the store.
That's the worst.
And I was like, oh my God. So then, long story short, we get to these couches. We finally find one that we kind of like and she was driving me nuts. So she sits on the edge of a couch to like go over some information, but it's a leather couch. So she starts
slides
to
off.
Slip.
Yes.
But then this was a 5 minute like thing. She starts to slip, but then she catches herself. But then like her one leg was already kind of out. And so the weight of that was pulling her back. So then she grabbed on another part and she pulled herself back up and like was getting up.
Liver.
But then like it was the most uncoordinated thing I've ever seen. Then her knee like crossed over and she was like, ah. It was like, you know, the infomercial commercials where they just like throw stuff and you're like, that's
Absolutely.
Not, that was what it was like.
Oh
and
my
she
God.
Just all of a sudden started to go backwards. So then she fell onto the couch, which was fine. But then in slow-mo, she's landing on the couch. She just goes, oh, and just
oh my God.
Onto the floor, busted her ass. And I am standing there because I'm already so pissed off.
Did
at
you
moment.
Laugh?
It's, in I have face? Never like it just had so much self-control in my life. Like I
Meg,
was,
that's great.
Tears are welling up and I elbow Joe. I'm like, go help her. And he was like, I was about to. And I'm like, oh my God, you have to help her because I'm gonna die
oh
laughing. So then we leave. We get
I wish you got that on video.
Oh my God. I can't even I've never seen anything like it in my life.
Did
like,
she make a joke of it?
No.
Okay,
she was just
so
like, oh, these couches, they're sli-. So anyway, about the couch you're interested in, like a little bloodsucker. So then she took some of our information because we really were about to get this couch, but then I decided not to. And we get in the car. The doors aren't even shut yet. The phone rings.
It was at her.
Hi, it's me, Mary from Bob's. I just want to know. And I was like, oh my God. So we go to this other store. We went to Ashley Furniture. We walk
Ashley,
in.
That's nice.
They're like, if you need something, we're up front. Come grab us.
That's the place. Boom.
I said, I don't even care if we don't like anything here. We're buying it. So this was 2.5 hours of looking for couches. We finally pick one we love. Yeah, it's out of stock till end of October.
No.
I said, I don't even care. We'll sit on stools for the rest of our freaking lives.
So you got it?
We got a couch. A couch.
From Ashley.
Still don't know what the size of our door is, so unclear if it's going to fit. But I was like, I don't care. I said, I will shove it. It will break the piece of the wall. I don't even care.
So you know what, Bob? Get out of here.
Get out of town.
Ashley, you're in.
Oh, my God. I just wish I could have shared with you all the fall. I've just never... It was like 5 minutes of this woman just falling. Like, just her falling.
That just sounds amazing.
And she just kept going, whoop! Like, just trying to catch herself. And I was just like, this is the best thing that's ever happened to me.
I feel like that should be an SNL skit.
But then I was like, did I do this? And I was like, because I was staring at her. I wanted her. I kind of did. And I was like, did I do it? So then, of course, all day I was like looking at stuff, trying to turn. It didn't work.
You don't have powers.
I think I had them in that moment.
I don't
though.
Think you have powers.
I think my emotions were so strong.
I don't think, no.
That, okay.
I would know if you had powers. You would have.
I might.
You would have done something on me already.
But if my emotions weren't high enough, like maybe I wouldn't have even known. Like I really wanted her to fall. Like I just really wanted it to happen.
All right. Well, we're going to put a pin in that. Maybe you do have powers.
I think I do. Write in. Let me know what you think.
Write in, guys. Email us. Tweet at us. Facebook.
Insta.
Anything else? Are there any other social medias? Snapchat.
LinkedIn.
No. If you LinkedIn me, I'm going to not LinkedIn.
No, back. I won't. I hate those emails.
I'm over LinkedIn. So you know what, LinkedIn? I'm done with you.
Bye.
Get out of here.
Out of town.
I get stupid.
I've never used it. I signed up for the one time to stalk somebody. And then I realized that they can see who stalks them.
Yeah, you can't just stalk.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
I stalked a lot of people. I love seeing who looks my prof. Who doesn't?
Yeah.
But don't message me. I know you.
And then random people keep messaging me.
Get out of here.
Someone requested I change my job status, but they weren't even from like my job. And I was like,
why do
you
care, buddy? Why do you care?
I don't know.
Ugh,
it upsets me.
Speaking of things that are upsetting, I have some news.
What?
No,
I don't like when you wait till the podcast to tell me news.
Oh, it's not personal news. It's not about me.
Oh, okay.
Kim and Kanye preggers via surrogate. How do we feel about this?
Hasn't this been news for like 2 months?
I feel like I just read it today.
Okay, yeah, it's definitely been news. I have, if I could, I'm just doing the calculation here. I could literally care less.
Yeah, I'm going to move on.
I could care less.
Speaking of other pregnancies.
It's just a third kid that they can give a weird ass name to.
What do you think the name will be?
Polka dot or some polka shit. Dot. I don't even know.
Picture frame.
I can see that. Pick frame.
Nicole.
Maybe she'll name Nicole it after a filter, like a Mayfair or a
Nashville.
A sepia or is that even a filter anymore?
Sepia.
Nashville.
I feel like people know the names of the filters. I really don't.
I don't.
I feel like I just click one. I'm like, yeah, looks good.
Yeah.
All right, move on.
Yeah. Same.
I'll try to think of a witty caption. Usually don't.
Plant or plug or
iPhone charger.
iPhone. Just I.
Bottle.
Like Yeezy. It'll just be like the first. It's going to be a number.
What if they name the... No, it's so Beyonce and Jay-Z. You can't do that.
Of course they'll do that then.
Well, then that's a bunch of baloney. Okay, I don't want to talk about them anymore.
What's Beyonce's other kids' names? Beyonce don't have a kid name, a number.
Blue IV.
Oh,
it's
yeah,
not IV. It's IV.
But it's like IV, like
The number 4 in Roman numerals.
Oh, why is everyone so messed up?
Get with it. Okay, I want to talk about something. Who else just announced they're pregnant? And this gives me life.
Who?
Kate Middleton.
I saw.
How
I
happy.
Literally saw.
I thought they were done after two. They got a boy. They got a girl. I thought they were calling it quits.
She's got a smoking hot bod though for
she's
having two kids.
She's smoking.
It's unbelievable.
Hot, period.
I don't think she's ever had frizz in her life.
Never.
I always think that when you look
at
her.
Because you know she's has like a hairstylist.
But still, no frizz ever.
I think she's just blessed.
She is blessed.
Hashtag.
And he has like lost all of his hair.
It's gone.
It's interesting.
It's gone.
The only. Here not criticism I even have because they're not my kids. It's my
opinion
doesn't matter.
What are you criticizing?
They dress so.
Stop. It's royal.
I know, but like.
No, little George and his little knee highs and his shorts.
I know.
Give me more. Charlotte.
Do you think that
and her
Charlotte.
Sweet little. peasant tops and the Cardis. Give me more.
She looks like an American Girl doll.
She, thank you. Great.
Yeah.
Bring it on.
But do you think that she's ever going to, when she gets to like high school, she's going to, do you think she'll know that she has like responsibilities, or do you think she's going to be like, I want a crop top. I don't care. Who knows?
I don't think it's. What?
I just have, no, answer, and then I have another question.
I don't think she'll ever wear a crop top in her life.
You think that like they'll get to her though? Like, I feel like crop there's always tops? One wild royal. Like,
I don't see these children misbehaving.
No.
I see them being very prim and proper. I think maybe there'll be one spunky one.
Yeah.
Maybe the younger one, because we're spunky.
Yeah.
Spunky kids.
I think it's going to be her. I think it's Charlotte.
You think it's Charlie?
My question.
Hear it.
I can't believe, I just wonder if you've ever thought this. Do they have a British accent, you think?
The kids?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're British.
But Kate's not.
Yes, she is.
Kate Middleton is not British.
Look, Meg, you're out of your friggin' mind.
No, she's 100% from America, I thought.
You need to take a lap.
Did I just like...
You need to take a lap.
Steal this from like the Princess Diaries? Or, like,
yeah, I think you did. Because you need to take a lap because Kate Middleton...
I thought that they met at college here.
They didn't go to college here.
Is this the plot to What a Girl Wants?
Yeah, you're...
Am I just describing the plot to that movie? Am I just making shit up?
The royal family would never marry an American.
Is her name Catherine?
Yes,
what
Catherine.
What is happening?
Catherine.
She looks American. Okay, let's see.
Kate and Pippa.
Oh my God, she is so British. Oh yeah, Pippa.
Pippa.
Why did I think that? This is literally how I thought this went down. Thought that she went to like NYU.
Didn't happen.
And he came here and they met.
Didn't happen.
And then she moved over there with him to be the princess.
You're not far off that they met in college. Right. That's all you got.
But where did the rest of this come from?
Your dreams and your imagination and What a Girl Wants.
It's true. And Princess Diaries.
And Princess Diaries.
I mixed the two. Okay, so they definitely have a British accent.
Yeah, because they're Brits.
That's amazing.
I kind of want to, like, when I get married, move over to England, pop out some kiddos, move back here when they're eight.
Yeah, so but they wouldn't have, they would have your accent, I think.
No, they wouldn't.
Because you'd be talking to them the most.
I would be talking to them, but in school...
That's true.
Like everywhere else, they would be speaking the Brits.
That's true.
How freaking cute would that
be? Speaking of, it's funny because I actually just watched an interview the other day with Emily Blunt, and she was talking about her kids having accents, and she said that they used to have a British accent. She's like, my kids used to always talk like that. And she goes, and then the other day, like my one daughter was like, can I have some water? And she was like, and now I'm like, oh God, they're turning. they don't
American.
Have that. I would be like, get on the plane. We're heading back.
Let's go.
You failed.
Wow.
They have like such hot parents. That was going to be really hard for them.
I have a question for you.
I have an answer.
So I thought about this. You know, like Kate Middleton. Middleton's her last name.
Yeah.
Does the royal family have a last name? I don't think they do. Because it's always just like Prince William, Prince Harry.
Oh my God.
Queen Elizabeth, the whatever her number is. What is their last name, Meg?
I'm on Prince William's. His name is Prince William, Duke of Cambridge. William Arthur Philip Lewis.
That's it.
What the
hell? What's up with that?
I have never in all my
days thought.
Doesn't
that blow your mind? Because
like,
you've never really
thought
about it. I didn't think about it until I was writing these notes down today.
I want to see.
And I said to myself, what?
I want to see what the kids are listed as. Like, do they have a
They're list? Just...
Can you imagine being so rich and famous and awesome that you don't need a last name?
Be pretty neat.
Wow, no. She dead. They dead up. Don't. They dead up.
Isn't that blows your mind? Like, I
Princess
never thought
Charlotte
about that.
Of Cambridge, Prince George. Wow. Dear Lord.
So what would I be?
Wow, they already have her Wikipedia. Page of Glenside. I don't want to be Megan of Fox Chase. I don't.
It's okay.
It doesn't sit well with me.
It's all right.
Megan of FC.
It's fine.
A lady of Fox Chase.
Oh, a lady of the northeast sector of Philadelphia.
Pennsylvania. United States of America.
Hermione.
Give it beer, Malfoy, or knock you off your broomstick.
Give him Malfoy, or knock you off your broom.
Oh, man.
Not me. Not Hermione. You. Anyway,
happy Christmas,
baby. Happy Christmas, Harry. Happy Christmas, Ron.
Happy Christmas, Harry. That's amazing. Okay.
Okay, moving on.
Shout out to Paige, who actually like legit has notes, like a notebook.
I feel like we should try to start.
Are all of those notes for this?
Yeah, I wrote. I write big.
There's like three pages.
Meg, I write really big. Oh. We might not touch on all these. I
get comfortable, everybody.
Okay, so you know I love musicals. I know you enjoy music. I don't know if you have like as much of a love. I think you do. I mean, you do really
as
like
long
them.
As the story's good, yeah, I'm in.
So I just read this on BuzzFeed, which you've probably heard about the buzz.
The movie?
No pun intended. Mean Girls is being adapted into a Broadway musical. Tina Fey will be on the screenplay, and the person doing the music wrote the music. I'm so excited for Legally Blonde, the musical.
Paige's favorite. One of Paige's favorite musicals of all time.
Can't even contain my excitement.
She's going to throw up.
I think I just threw up in my mouth.
She did.
Can we go see this when it's on?
Yes.
I think it's going to be.
Can you think about it?
What is with all these phones ringing?
We're really popular. We really are.
No, I literally can't even. Like, it's going to. I'm done.
They do sing. They sing. He raps.
Yeah.
And then she sings during the Christmas thing.
I mean, they're going to have
to. Oh, I can already picture when they're introducing everyone in the cafeteria, like when they're like amazing. Talking about the clip. That's a song.
It's going to be amazing.
That's a banger.
So, like, I mean, Tina Fey, if she didn't believe in this, she wouldn't be a part of it.
Will she be in it?
No.
No.
Ugh, she's just going to write the script.
I just picture if we go that she'll just be on the side of the stage, like waving a stick and like pushing people out. Like, I feel like she's going to run like a play.
That would be incredible.
That's what I'm just going to picture in my mind.
We're going. It's, I don't know. I'm not sure. I know. I think I read that they're going to do the screen tests. Not screen tests. I act like I know the words.
God, Paige.
They're going to do like a run just to see how it like goes. And I think it's in Boston for a couple of weeks.
Oh, interesting.
Just to see like, feel it out, people feel it out. And then it'll go to Broadway if it's a hit, which it should be.
And it's funny because that's a movie turned musical, but like Wicked is becoming a movie.
Yes. What a great segue.
What a great segue.
So here's the thing about that.
Yeah. Oh God.
I'm nervous just because I'm so used to hearing Adina.
Yeah.
And Kristen.
Yeah.
I'm just nervous because
I feel like you get such a different feeling in person because you get like chills because you're like, oh, someone's actually singing that and couple feet away from me.
Yeah.
A couple feet. I'm not rich. Bunch of feet.
Do we know who is playing those roles?
They do not know yet, I believe.
Oh my.
I know. Don't screw it up.
I'm actually like nervous. Like, don't screw this up.
Don't screw it up for us. The thing is, we'll always have the play though.
We will always have the
we
play.
We will always have
the we play. Will always have that original soundtrack.
Holla.
Oh, thank God. Speaking of movies, continuing on the movie trends.
Speaking of them.
So the movie It is coming out.
Yeah, I have a lot of thoughts about this.
I would like to hear your thoughts. I mean, I just read this online today.
Wait, don't say it because is it the
Yes.
Yeah, I have a story about this.
Oh, I have a story. Is it maybe it's the same story?
It's the story, but there's I don't you can start your story, but
okay,
it's
so
the ending of my story.
Okay. So I read online. So the movie It, terrifying.
Yep.
Absolutely terrifying. Will I be seeing it?
No.
No. Will you be seeing it?
Yes. Well, that's part of the story.
Here we go. So I read today that I'm going to totally mispronounce this name. Is it Letitz? it's Jack.
Is he down here?
Yeah, he walked
Dear
down.
Dear God.
He tiptoed.
Oh.
So in this part of Letitz.
Letitz.
Pennsylvania. this jokester, prankster, crazy idiot went around to each sewer drain in this town and put a red balloon.
So I wonder how many sewer drains are in Letitz.
Do you know? I feel like you know.
No, I don't know.
I feel like you know. So the cops posted in Letitz Borough Police Department on their I think it was their Facebook and like literally showed the balloons and said they were terrified.
Yeah.
So
people are always messing around, Letitz.
Here's my question to you. Is this messed up or is this genius? I feel like you would do something like this.
Okay, so.
I swear to God.
So I love scary movies. I actually just went and saw Annabelle, the Amanda and Roz.
Is that the doll one?
And Joe. Yeah, it's a doll one.
Was you it scary?
You would hate it.
Did you cry?
No, Amanda almost cried.
Did you pee your pants?
A little.
Did you eat popcorn?
No.
Okay.
I had Reese's Pieces.
That makes sense. Did anyone have pretzels with the cheese?
No.
Beck always gets those.
Beck wasn't there. She doesn't like scary movies either.
That's why I like her.
Anyway, so I have seen the original It, and I was totally pumped to see this It. And then as it drew closer, I thought...
Pun intended?
Yes. And then my neighbor, Ryan, Carly's brother, so he, me and him were like all about it. We were team It. And I decided about a month ago that I was not going to see this movie in theaters.
Why? What's your reasoning?
I think, and this is just, I feel like if something happens, I don't want to like put it out there in case something happens. I just felt like someone was going to do something crazy like during this movie. Like people were going to come dressed as clowns.
It comes out Friday, right?
Yeah. I thought people were going to come dressed as clowns or try to start some trouble. I just thought that, and I thought that it was going to start to get, like I thought people were going to start being creepy. I don't know. I had a bad feeling about it. So I was like, whatever. So I'm telling Joe's sister about this, and she tagged me in something on Facebook, and it was this article, and she was like, oh my God, you were right. It's happening. And I was like, it's happening. Like, I really think, like, weird. Like, remember last year when we had that brief period that we just don't talk about?
With
the clowns. And I was like, that's coming back. Like, I just feel it.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I was like, I just feel like this is going to start stuff. And I was like, I just don't want to be in the theater. I don't feel safe.
I think you're onto something.
I think it's all going to come.
I've always had an inkling about
coming back. All coming back to me now.
That probably sounds really good. You're welcome. I've always had an inkling about clowns.
An inkling about clowns?
Always. I remember
clowns, clowns and the tits or just all clowns?
In general.
Okay, just making sure.
Especially in the tits. No, I remember specifically... I was only a Girl Scout brownie, and I think it was third grade, so this must have been in third grade.
You were in Girl Scouts? That doesn't surprise me.
One year.
For the cookies.
For the cookies. But I remember we had, like, a meeting.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, maybe it was an end of the year thing. I remember a clown came in.
Uh-huh.
And I just...
Did they bring the clown?
Brought the clown
in. Okay, I thought just, like, a random...
It would have been worse.
Yeah,
but they just brought the clown in, and I think he was making balloon animals. I wouldn't go near him.
No.
Broke down.
Yeah.
Cried a lot.
Makes sense.
Said, Jewel, Ice Mom, we out.
I feel like that's something that would happen now if you saw a clown.
I just, there's something.
Yeah. They're sinister.
Oh, Ronald McDonald.
Okay, well.
He's terrifying.
Let's take it easy.
He's a clown?
Yeah, but he represents
I like his brand. I like his food.
I like everything.
But him as a person?
Yeah.
No.
I just.
There's one clown I like, and that's Fizbo from Modern Family.
Mm.
Cam.
Okay.
Deal. That's it.
So I just had this feeling. I don't think anything bad might happen. I just have a feeling that like,
you're on
I just
something.
Don't want to be involved in all this. Like when it's on DVD,
totally
you better believe it. I'm under a blanket, a bowl of M&Ms. I'm watching it.
You best believe
the day it comes out, I'm watching it. I don't know. There's just something about the environment I just don't want to be in. People are crazy.
It's a crazy world these days.
Even like if someone was dressed as a clown, I just wouldn't feel comfortable sitting next to it. Like I just wouldn't feel right. It would feel weird.
I don't know. I totally get it. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to go.
And it's starting. La Tits is proof.
Proof! There's a movie coming out that I think is right up my alley.
So that means it's a rom-com.
Reese Witherspoon.
Yep.
It's called Coming Home.
Mindy put a picture on Instagram of it supporting her.
I'm going to support the heck out of it.
What isn't it like...
Can't be sure. I don't even know anything about it, but it looks right up my alley.
It's 1,000% up your alley.
So I'm going to see it.
Paige's alley is literally rom-com alley.
It. What more do you need? You laugh, you cry. It's happy ending, usually. Sometimes there's not.
What's the worst ending? I already know mine. What's the worst ending to a rom-com you've ever seen? I know it. You better say
you
it.
Know my rom-com?
No, I know mine.
You go first.
Me before you. Worst movie I've ever seen in my whole life.
My God!
And The Vow. The Vow was the worst. The second worst movie I've ever seen
in
my whole life.
I've seen The Vow.
Rachel McAdams, Channing. What? That is literally up. They made that for you. They were like, let's target this to Paige.
They did.
Channing Tatum, Rachel McAdams. She loses her memory.
I literally.
They're married.
Literally live for Rachel McAdams.
Oh, PSA, love you. That's a horrible ending too.
Stop.
God, a lot of these movies have awful endings.
Hi.
Lord.
You know who what?
Dear John, awful.
Stop.
Sorry. These all suck though, Paige. You know that.
The last song? Gah!
Well, that made a dream team.
Yep. Shout out to Miley and Liam.
Woo-woo!
I hope we're invited to the wedding.
We will be.
They're probably secretly married. They're probably already married. Were you there?
Yeah.
You were.
It was lovely. Lovely service. The dogs were involved. It was great.
Did you spark up?
Yeah.
Everyone did?
You had to. You couldn't get in. That was your initiation.
Oh, man. Speaking of weddings.
I thought you were going to say, speaking of sparking up.
No, this is a great, great segue. Thank you for that.
I'm reading your mind.
I think I brought it up the segue, but it's fine.
I thought I did.
So, you like wedding dresses.
I do. Very much.
Do you think you have like a keen sense of like what's in and what's out?
I think I...
No, you definitely know. You definitely do.
I'm so nervous.
No, you don't have to be nervous.
Yeah, no, I do. I think I have a decent idea.
So,
mm-hmm.
only downside to like beautiful wedding gowns is that they're expensive.
TJ Maxx.
Yes, Meg!
Ha! So I went on the website today.
Were they... Okay, well, let's... Can I intro it?
Sorry, yeah, sorry.
So, I found out today that TJ Maxx is going to be launching, or is it launched?
It is launched.
It's launched. They have launched a wedding dress line.
And a bridesmaid line.
And a... let me get to it.
I win.
So they have this wedding dress line. It'll be sizes 0 to 12, which they need to work on.
Oh, I didn't see that.
They need to work on that. That's an issue, but I get it. They're just... It's fresh. It's new.
Yeah, but wedding dress sizes are always... two sizes bigger than your size. Yeah. So that is really limiting.
Yeah, 0 to 12. So
I don't like that.
To all the normal sizes out there.
Yeah, congrats.
Hopefully you work on it. But the really cool thing is that the price ranges from $50 to $1,000.
Yep.
So you could go low end but still be super trendy and cute. Yep. Or you could go a little higher end and get I feel like $1,000 is pretty
that's high.
But I feel like for a wedding dress,
yeah,
I feel like that's pretty good.
Oh yeah, no, it is. I'm just saying, like, that's, you're getting into like normal places.
Yeah, that's your normal range. Yeah,
that's like David's Bridal.
They're also launching bridesmaids gowns, which is awesome. I feel like people are gonna really utilize.
Oh,
that.
They're gonna run. They're gonna sell out.
Sell
like in out. A week, I guarantee.
And another cool thing is that they're gonna start doing wedding gifts too. So you can go mm-hmm. on. And if you need to find yourself a wedding gift.
TJ Maxx.
TJ Maxx.
Also, at. Just found out today while I was reading that article that you could shop online.
What?
At TJ Maxx.
One more time?
I think you can. Or come is the stuff online just stuff that's in the store? Like, there was, like, I think you could shop online.
So it's just your normal. I feel like that's been a thing, right?
Yeah, but I feel like at those stores, it's
what about
not.
Marshalls?
Because, no, you.
Oh, I don't know.
Because they bring in, like, whatever. I'm going to go on TJ Maxx now. I have to know.
Oh, my God. Meg, that's a great point.
Because.
I was like, yeah, people shop online. Let's do what you do. But for those stores it's all about like
what they don't have like a warehouse
overabundance from a certain designer, right. And then they bring it in.
Maybe it was just like showing me what was in their store. I'm gonna pretend.
Maybe
to buy
these
something.
Wedding dresses and bridesmaid stuff you can shop online. Maybe they're slowly.
No, they have like shirts, bottoms.
Okay, TJ Maxx.
Add to bag.
I don't understand.
Do you think though it's like add to bag and then like it's
if they have it available.
I'm just going to try something.
I don't know. That's interesting.
Nope. You can shop online. Everybody, you can shop online.
You heard it here first. I didn't think you could do that for them.
You can't. This is
what about Marshalls? Look at Marshalls.com. Maybe they pull from a store?
I
don't know. I don't get it.
I don't understand.
I don't get it.
How long has this been like this? Someone tell us.
I don't understand.
Are we behind the curve?
Might be. I feel like I'm always behind the curve.
A little bit.
What are you going to do?
But yeah, I saw that. I'm very appreciative of their attempts to make weddings more affordable.
I think it's nice.
No, like you can't talk about mine at Marshall.
Because that big bridal store just closed.
Yes. I wasn't a fan of them anyway.
I mean, I had never heard of them.
Alfred Angelo.
Not good for a lot of brides, so I feel like this is really smart on TJ Maxx.
Absolutely.
To like get it hone in on this market.
I think the wedding gifts thing is the smartest thing ever because I mean Amazon and Target have kind of been like working their way in, but I just think like if you were having like a smaller wedding and you were like younger, you'd be like, oh, my friends can afford this.
Like, yeah, like here's my registry. Yeah.
And TJ Maxx has good stuff.
Yeah.
Way to go.
Way to go.
I applaud you.
Would you call yourself a Maxinista?
No, I would call myself a Marshallista.
Easta.
Marshallista.
I call myself a Targetista.
Target's like higher than I like to spend sometimes.
Yeah. I mean, like you go in and you're like, I'm a Target. Like yeah. I can get like whatever. But then you get to the register and you're like, yeah. I just dropped $150.
And you walk home with, you come home with like the weirdest stuff. Yes. You're like, oh, I've got a chip clip that looks like a frog. I didn't know I ever needed this in my life, but you did.
You always do.
You do. Always.
You always do.
The little Halloween stuff there. Oh,
Meg, we're getting there. Close.
Wait till you see my apartment.
Oh, golly. When do you move in?
Next Friday, supposedly.
I'll be out of town.
Next weekend. Where the heck were you?
Just kidding.
Been?
Oh. I was like, going to say, like, if you needed help.
I was like, what the
next
heck?
Saturday?
Next Saturday and Sunday.
I might be around.
Yeah.
We'll see.
We got the Eagles, so I need to be like,
go Birds.
Woo woo.
Go Birds.
Go Birds.
Go Birds.
Do you want to hear something weird? It's just like a short thing.
Yeah, I would love to.
So you know how BuzzFeed always has those weird like quizzes and articles, and it's like, pick your favorite plant and we'll tell you like what color your aura is and like dumb shit.
What's your aura color?
I don't know.
Do they have that quiz?
No, I don't think so.
You should probably make it.
So they always have just like the weirdest shit, and I'm always like,
it doesn't make
sense. I wonder if they just like do it now for fun. Like they're just like, let's see how weird we can make it. Let's see how many people take it. Whatever.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm on it a couple weeks ago. I wrote this down, I forgot to tell you, and I stumbled upon a quiz and was like, this has gone too far. Someone needs to shut it down.
Shut her down.
This is the name of the quiz.
Here we go.
Create a kid's lunch and find out how you'd be murdered. In what godforsaken universe do those things correlate?
Wait.
Why would I create a kid's lunch? Your kid should be eating like PB&J or like something easy. And I don't want to know how I'm going to get murdered.
Did you take it?
And why does packing baby carrots versus packing potato chips determine if I'll be stabbed or shot? I didn't take it because I was so annoyed.
I'm curious now. But it makes no sense.
Makes no sense.
There's no correlation.
Why? But like who sat there and was like, do you think it was like a, I'm going to pitch this and actually see if we can get a pass. Yeah. It's so ridiculous. Or it was like, this will be an interesting quiz.
BuzzFeed, I feel like, is one of those companies where like everybody just like comes into a meeting. They're like, this is what I'm doing. And whoever's in charge is like, do it.
Yeah.
Just do that.
You pass around
do
like
it good.
A stick and you're like, all right, it's your turn to pick today.
You hold the spirit stick
or
and you
it's like, do you think it's like in grade school when they would pick names out of a popsicle stick? Do you think like one popsicle stick says like, actions, one's is like nouns, one's verbs, and then that's what your quiz is?
Yeah, there must be one department that's quizzes.
Yeah.
And they all just brainstorm stupid quizzes.
Yeah.
Kind of like that job.
Oh, you just went in and out of your mic.
Did I?
You did.
My back?
Pack a kid. Okay, there's actually pack a kid's lunch will tell you how many kids you'll have. Pack a kid's lunch will guess how old you are.
I don't want to pack a kid's lunch.
Why are these all?
Stop asking me to do that.
I just don't get why there's so many quizzes related to this.
That's ridiculous.
Dear Lord.
Lordy. How are we on time?
Oh, I have to deduct probably like a good 10 minutes. We're at 41. So we're like 32.
So I know you don't watch Bachelor.
Okay.
Bachelor in Paradise, Bachelorette.
It's a ridiculous show, but yeah.
So we're coming to those of our listeners who do watch. Thank you. Because this one doesn't. It's coming to the end.
I thought it already ended. Didn't it
just Bachelor in Paradise. Bachelor in Paradise. Oh,
is this one with all the controversy?
Yes. So there's stupid couples such as Derek and friggin' Taylor who are probably going to get engaged and they're disgusting.
I don't get how the show works.
I'm not going to explain it to you. But anyway, I was just like thinking, like, if, say, you weren't with Joe.
Yeah.
And it was a smoking hot.
Yeah.
Smoking hot. Perfect. Your dream man.
Yeah.
Was The Bachelor. Would you consider going on? Like, if they say you put in a tape, like your like audition tape, and they said, we would love to bring you on. Would you do it?
No.
You wouldn't?
No. Never in a million trillion years.
You wouldn't do it.
I wouldn't even put the tape in.
But like, no.
No. You could not. But you could pay me, but no, I wouldn't do it.
You wouldn't do it?
No.
Follow-up question.
Okay.
If I went on, do you think I would be good at it? Do you think I would create good television?
Yes, but I don't think I would. I think you would, because I always think they need like a page person, but you're not catty enough.
No.
I think you got to be a little cat. Like, you got to be a little more like sneaky.
I would want to just play the game as being like a girl's girl.
I think they would kick you off because they'd be like, okay, none of
the girls don't kick me off. It's the guy.
Yeah, but I'm saying I think that the show people would kick you off because they'd be like, Paige, all the girls are in the pool hanging around you drunk while you're telling a story. No one's hanging out with the guy. Like, I think they'd be like, you're stop rowing out with the girls. Like, I think you, they'd be like, you're not, like, no, that's not what you're here for. And you'd be like, hey, check you later, ladies. And, like, everyone would be like, Paige, here's my, like, number. Like, let's hang out. And they'd all be telling you their weird secrets. And then, like, they'd be like, you got to get out of the show. You're not
I don't think that would happen.
I do.
Here's my other follow-up question. Yeah. Do you think I would be such a crowd favorite that they would make me the bachelorette?
Here's my follow-up question. Are you considering this? Where are the questions happening?
I swear, no, I just, because I was thinking about it. I was yes, like,
I think you could get your spinoff. I don't know enough about it. Like, do they usually pick someone that people like, or do they pick, like, a villain?
So, rumored, you heard it here first, folks.
Oh, holding my breath.
That the next bachelor is going to be Peter, because he was the runner-up in Rachel's season. Rachel, who yes, just had it. Smoking hot, salt and pepper hair. He has, like, it sounds weird.
Is he the one that she, like, was in love with, but, like, he wouldn't propose to her?
Yeah, gap teeth. And he was like, I just don't think I can propose to you at the end of this, because I don't know, like, whatever. Kind of hypocritical if he is the bachelor, because, like, he literally said, I can't propose at the end of this because it's too short of a time and I don't know if I'll be able to do that.
Right.
And now he's going to be the bachelor.
Do you have to get engaged at the end of the show? Is that, like, a rule?
You don't have to, but Rachel made it very clear. She was like, I'm not here to have a boyfriend. I'm here to find my person, have a fiance, and get married and, like, start a life.
The show is the most ridiculous show.
No, it's not. It's on perfect. It's fantastic.
You're just, but the way I see it is you're saying, like, okay, I'm going to force myself then to fall in love and get married to one of these men, no matter what. That's what you're saying.
I mean, it doesn't,
you're forcing it. You're forcing,
no,
like,
you're not forcing
it. Yes, you're basically saying, I have to fall in love with one of these guys. It's like going dress shopping and there's 12 dresses and you're like, no matter how I feel about them, like, I know I need one for a party tonight, so I have to get one.
Well, I mean, the people who are, like, bachelor and bachelorette are on the show because they want to find love. They're not forcing themselves.
But they're all, like, hot and, like, like, why? Yeah. You're telling me you can't find it outside of the show?
That's what they say. It's lies. No, they all want to be on TV.
Dirty liars.
They just want to be on TV. That's it. And if they find love, they find love. It's not, I know it's not real.
Give me a season where someone doesn't pick anyone and I'll watch it.
I'll see.
Yeah.
It's not gonna
happen. A season that I want.
Why?
Because I think it'd be fun.
Then that's a pointless. That's pointless.
I think it'd be fun.
The show's pointless.
Throw it on its head.
I don't want to. Don't make me do that.
Oh my God.
Are you going to watch the new season of American Hottest?
No, and I'll tell you why.
Here we go.
I'm fired up. It's sucked the past couple seasons.
I hate it. You didn't like Lady Gaga?
No, I can't stand. No, season one is amazing. It's perfect. It should be untouched. However, their new campaign.
I'm sorry I asked.
Has decided to play on I'm not gonna say condition I have, but a
the holes?
The holes. That is their whole. There's a BuzzFeed article about it. What's it says if you have trypophobia.
I saw the warning. Mm-hmm. What's it called?
I couldn't read it.
What's the thing?
Trypophobia, I think it's called.
So example for you people who don't know what it, like, if you look at an English muffin and there's all the holes, it makes Meg very like, I know, I'm sorry. I didn't realize.
Like, honeycombs is like half of their campaign.
I didn't know that that's what they were using.
Yeah, that's been their whole campaign.
We can stop talking about it.
I've never read an article and it's been like, warning. And I've been like, like, silly. But I saw it and the picture of the article, I was like.
I saw, because you can see it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. I regret it so much.
Wow.
So, no, I will not be watching that filth.
I don't know. I don't think the show's going to be like using
I'm scared it will be. It's like very political. They're doing like a political thing this season.
I thought it was called cult.
It is, but they're including the election stuff in it. Like, I just, I don't, you know. I'm going to watch TV and, like, escape.
Yeah.
Our boring, stupid lives. Yeah.
This is us.
No, watch that show. I know the hot guy from Gilmore Girls is in it. And Mandy Moore. I know he dies. That's all I know.
Okay, somebody may not have watched it and you spoiled something.
Well, I just saved you the party. I'm sure that is bound to ensue.
Well, we don't know how yet it happened.
Gets hit by a bus.
No, you don't know.
He's getting hit by a bus.
Meg, stop talking.
A bus. He's going to be bringing flowers to Mandy Moore and he's going to get hit by a bus.
Well, I'm done talking to you. You've depressed me.
I'm so sorry. I've crushed all of your TV dreams.
You really have.
Do you want me to riddle it up?
I friggin' guess.
I'm sorry, but if he gets hit by a bus, you owe me $100.
I'm not.
Every single one of you owes me $100.
No one owes her $100. If you want to give us $100 just
for sponsorship,
if you have a business or like if you want us to promote your Instagram,
yeah,
We can do that kind of stuff. Just sponsor us.
We're super cool girls like that.
So.
All right. Ready?
Yeah.
Dim the light.
Dim the lights.
Who wants to be? Amanda. Okay. Which five-letter word becomes shorter when you add two letters to it?
One more time.
Which five-letter word becomes shorter when you add two letters to it?
It's probably an ER word. I don't know. Well,
you're working through it. I can see the wheels turning.
The wheels are turning.
Well, with that,
I've come to a screeching halt.
Good luck and God bless.
God bless. but thanks for listening, y'all.
Yeah, thanks as always. If you're at this point still, thank you.
Yeah,
I
feel like there's probably two people who listen to this.
I'm telling you, though, those two people will continue with the entertainment.
We will continue. As always, go on to rate our podcast five stars. Please share it.
If your friend's like, I'm over Spotify, I want to listen to podcasts, instead of all the cool murder ones, be like, hey, I got one. It's about nonsense.
It's literally about nonsense.
Check it.
But just give it a whirl.
It's good nonsense.
Yeah. I mean, and you don't have to listen to all of them.
You know what's good about this one, too? It's like if you go to work and you need some small talk. I know. You can just be like, oh, my God, I heard this thing on a podcast. And you can be like, this weird BuzzFeed. It's great small talk material.
This is what we do.
This is
we
gold.
Give you the
We're
small talk.
We're giving it to you.
Except for like when we have Amanda on and she
tells crazy stories. But you can just be like, oh, a friend of mine told this story. We can be your friends. You can use me as your friend.
We're always looking for friends.
Well, yeah.
I mean, Meg's not. I'm always
looking for
friends.
Paige is always looking for friends.
Because she's going to drop me in a little bit.
Yeah.
I feel like our friendship's on.
You're already about to be.
It's teetering.
Well, that's all we have to say.
Well, that's all, folks.
Ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba.
Bye.